Welcome back to Cyber Mornings Daily. Feels like we just rang in the new year.
I know, right?
And already the cybersecurity world is like, hold my eggnog, I've got some news for you.
You said it?
So we've got three pretty fascinating stories to unpack today.
Should be fun.
Each one kind of gives us a little peek into like what 2025 might have in store for us in cybersecurity.
Ooh, a crystal ball.
Yeah, exactly. A crystal ball full of
cyber threats.
Yeah, maybe a few cyber threats.
And nice, here, opportunities.
And opportunities. There you go. Okay, so let's dive right in.
Let's do it.
This first one is making headlines.
Big time.
Apple and Siri.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, a little bit of legal hot water over user data collection.
Always a hot topic.
Right. And what's really interesting is that they agreed to this $95 million settlement.
Wow.
Which, honestly, for a company like Apple, it's basically like...
spare change.
Spare change, yeah. But this case, it could have a ripple effect.
I think you're right.
Way beyond just this single settlement, you know?
Yeah, it could set a precedent for the whole industry.
Yeah, and it all boils down to whether all these personalized experiences.
No, no, the ones we've all come to expect from our devices.
Exactly, like how you'll mention something out loud.
And then bam.
Targeted ads for it.
Like magic, but is it magic?
Is it magic? Or is it a little creepy?
Right. Is it a violation of our privacy?
Exactly. And if the courts rule against how Apple is collecting and using our data, it could force a major industry shift.
Imagine a world where...
oh, it's hard to imagine.
...where tech giants had to be completely transparent about our data.
It's so hard to imagine, right? Because we've gotten so used to this idea...
that our devices are always listening.
Always listening, yeah. And, like, learning our habits, predicting what we need before we even know we need it.
It's convenient, but...
but is it...
at what cost?
At what cost? Exactly.
This case is forcing us to think about those boundaries.
That line between personalization and privacy.
It's a blurry line.
Very blurry. Very blurry.
And it's not just about the ads. Think about the security risks.
Ooh, yeah.
All that data being shared...
with who knows who.
Even if it's encrypted.
That doesn't mean it can't be breached.
Exactly. Or misused.
Right. Okay, so Apple and Siri may be facing some big changes.
Definitely a story to follow.
For sure. Now let's switch gears.
Okay.
To a story that feels like it's straight out of a cyber thriller movie.
Ooh, I love those.
Right. This one involves a French government contractor called Atos.
Atos. Okay.
They're in the middle of a ransomware drama.
Ransomware. Always a headache.
And not just any contractor, right? This is a company that handles...
super sensitive stuff.
Super sensitive communications.
For the French military.
Military and intelligence agencies.
Whoa, high stakes.
High stakes. So when a ransomware group is like, we hacked them.
It's a big deal.
It could be a huge GE, like major international incident.
Makes you wonder who these hackers are.
Oh, yeah. They're called Space Bears.
Space Bears. Never heard of them.
Yeah, they're known for being pretty aggressive.
Aggressive how?
So they don't just, like, encrypt your data and demand a ransom.
There's more.
Oh, yeah. They'll steal sensitive info and threaten to leak it online if you don't pay up.
Oof. That's rough.
That's the double extortion.
It's a classic move, but so effective.
It puts victims in a terrible spot.
Pay up and pray they delete it.
Or refuse and risk, like, your deepest secrets ending up on the dark web.
No good options.
Nope. And these Space Bears, they're claiming they have Atos dead to rights.
Really?
Yeah, saying they stole a whole database, even set a date for when they're going to leak it all.
That's bold.
But here's where it gets really interesting.
Okay, I'm listening.
Atos is like, nope, not us, no breach here.
They're denying it.
Completely. Mm. Saying their systems are totally secure, and any data Space Bears has is, like, from a third-party source.
Hmm, so who's telling the truth?
That's the million-dollar question, right?
Atos has a lot to lose if they're lying.
Oh, yeah, they're a major player in the European tech world.
But Space Bears.
Space Bears have a reputation to uphold.
They're known for following through.
Right, it's like high-stakes poker.
Who's going to blink first?
Right. If Atos is telling the truth...
Space Bears are bluffing.
But if they're wrong...
the fallout could be huge.
UGE for Atos, for the French government.
This could impact how everyone responds to ransomware threats.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely a situation to keep an eye on.
Agree. High drama in the cyber world.
High drama indeed. It's like we're watching a cyber thriller in real time, you know?
Yeah, edge of my seat.
Wondering what's going to happen next.
Me too. And this Atos thing.
Yeah.
It really shows just how... vulnerable.
Oh, yeah.
Even the most secure organizations can be.
Right.
Ransomware is like this.
It's relentless.
Constant threat, always evolving.
Not going away anytime soon.
Nope.
Speaking of evolving threats.
Oh, yeah.
Let's shift gears a little bit to our final story for today.
Okay.
This one kind of takes us into the future.
Future of cybersecurity.
Future of cybersecurity.
Yep.
Experts are predicting that 2025 is going to be a year of
Bam.
major regulatory changes, impacting everything from AI to cloud security.
Wow, like a whole makeover.
Yeah, the whole cybersecurity landscape is about to get a makeover.
Gotta stay ahead of the curve.
Right. It's not just about like reacting to threats anymore.
It's about setting standards,
setting standards, being proactive,
shaping the future.
shaping the future, yeah. And these regulations are part of that.
Okay, break it down for me.
Okay, so first up, we've got this thing called DORA,
Dora.
the Digital Operational Resilience Act. But yeah, DORA for short.
Okay.
It's a big deal, especially for financial institutions in the EU.
Financial institutions,
Setting much stricter standards for cybersecurity and data protection.
Stricter, huh? What does that look like?
Well, it's all about making sure those critical financial services can withstand cyberattacks
Good sense.
and other disruptions, you know.
So, like, if a breach happens,
Yeah, if a breach happens.
the damage is limited.
Exactly. Minimizing the impact.
Okay, I get it.
And it's not just about like technology and stuff.
There's more to it.
DORA also focuses on things like governance, risk management, incident reporting.
So a holistic approach.
Holistic, that's the word. It recognizes that cybersecurity isn't just about firewalls and antivirus software.
It's about people.
It's about people, processes, culture.
The human element.
The human element, exactly. And DORA is really just one example
Of this trend.
of this global trend towards stricter regulations.
Things are changing.
Things are definitely changing, yeah.
What about the US?
Oh, the US is also expected to see some big shifts this year.
In what way?
Well, organizations like NIST, you know, the National Institute of Standards and Technology,
Yeah, I know them.
they're going to be setting higher bars for security.
So compliance is going to be a big focus.
Compliance is going to be huge EE in 2025.
But it's not just about checking boxes.
Right. It's about understanding the spirit of these regulations, building a culture of security that goes beyond just checking boxes.
That's a good point. It's about a mindset shift.
Absolutely.
What about AI? I feel like that's the elephant in the room.
Oh, AI is a whole other beast.
Yeah, it's changing everything so fast.
It really is. And the cybersecurity landscape is no exception.
So how do we regulate that?
Well, experts are predicting that 2025 will be a pivotal year for AI regulation.
Interesting.
And the EU's AI Act is kind of leading the charge.
AI Act, haven't heard of that.
Yeah, it's groundbreaking, really, in its scope and ambition.
What's it all about?
It aims to regulate the development and use of AI systems across a wide range of industries.
Wow, that's ambitious.
It is, and there's a big focus on ethics, transparency, and accountability.
Those are important considerations.
Yeah, and this is where things get really interesting.
Okay, tell me more.
Because the EU and the US seem to be taking very different approaches to AI regulation.
Different how?
Well, the EU is really focused on risk management and those ethical considerations,
Right.
while the US is more focused on innovation and competition.
Especially with China.
Exactly. It's going to be fascinating to see how these two approaches play out.
Could be some conflict there.
Potentially, yeah. But one thing's for sure, AI is here to stay.
No doubt about that.
And it's going to have a huge impact on cybersecurity, both as a tool for defense and a potential weapon in the hands of attackers.
Double-edged sword.
It really is. So we need to be prepared for both the opportunities and the challenges.
Absolutely. Invest in research.
Research, development, education.
Make sure we use it for good.
Exactly. Mitigate the risks.
It all comes down to responsible use.
Responsible use, yeah. Now, beyond these big regulations like DORA and the AI Act,
Okay.
experts are also predicting a push for stronger security measures built directly into consumer devices in 2025.
Built-in security, interesting.
Yeah, like end-to-end encryption, biometric authentication, multi-factor authentication.
Those would be great.
Became standard features on everything.
Phones, laptops.
Phones, laptops, everything. It's about shifting the burden of security away from individual users.
Makes sense.
Making it more like baked into the technology itself.
Cybersecurity by design.
Cybersecurity by design, exactly.
I like that.
And that brings us to our final prediction for 2025.
Okay, hit me with it.
The rise of micro-segmentation.
Microsegmentation. Now that's a mouthful.
It is, but it's a really important security strategy.
What is it exactly?
So it involves dividing a network into smaller, isolated segments,
Segments, okay.
making it much harder for attackers to move around within a system if they manage to breach one part of it.
So, like, containing the damage.
Exactly. Like, imagine a company's network as a house.
Okay, I like this analogy.
Instead of having one big open space,
Right.
microsegmentation divides the house into separate rooms.
Each with its own lock and key.
Exactly. So even if an attacker gets into one room,
they can't access the rest of the house?
They're contained, the damage is limited.
That's smart.
It's a powerful way to protect sensitive data.
And this applies to
both physical and cloud-based networks.
So it's versatile.
Very versatile. And it's not just a good idea.
It's becoming a requirement.
It's becoming a requirement. Multiple cybersecurity frameworks and government agencies are now recommending or even mandating it.
Wow. So if you're not thinking about micro-segmentation yet,
now's the time to start.
It's the future.
It's going to be a big deal in 2025 and beyond.
Definitely something to keep an eye on.
Absolutely. It's a key enabler for what's called zero trust security.
Zero trust. I've heard of that.
Yeah. It's all about assuming that no user or device can be trusted by default.
So always verify.
Always verify, yeah. It's a fundamental shift in how we think about security.
From perimeter-based defenses
to a more granular, identity-centric approach.
Makes sense in today's world.
Especially as we move to a world of hybrid work and cloud computing.
Everything's so distributed.
Exactly. Micro-segmentation becomes even more important in securing these complex IT environments.
Okay, so we've covered a lot today.
We have. It's like a glimpse into the future of cybersecurity in 2025.
Full of challenges.
But also full of opportunities.
A lot to think about.
A lot to think about. Yeah, and it's a future where security and innovation will need to go hand in hand.
They can't be separate.
Absolutely. And collaboration and information sharing will be more important than ever.
We all need to work together.
We do. Cybersecurity is everyone's responsibility.
Not just the experts.
Exactly. It's not just the responsibility of IT professionals or government agencies.
We all have a role to play.
We all have a role to play, yeah. So as we move further into 2025...
Let's make a resolution.
Let's make a resolution to be more mindful of our digital footprint and to do our part in creating a more secure and resilient digital world.
A resolution for a safer digital future.
I love that. A resolution for a safer digital future.
Here's to a year of cyber awareness.
Cyber awareness.
Cyber resilience.
Cyber resilience.
And cyber collaboration.
And cyber collaboration. Because in this digital age,
we're all in this together.
We are all in this together. That's a wrap on Cyber Mornings Daily for today.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you back here tomorrow for more deep dives into the world of cybersecurity.
Stay safe out there.
Stay safe out there, folks. Welcome back to Cyber Mornings Daily. As we kind of wrap up our deep dive into like the cybersecurity landscape for 2025.
Yeah.
It's pretty clear we're entering this whole new era.
New era, how so?
Of like digital responsibility.
Oh, I like that.
It's not just about governments and big corporations anymore.
It's about all of us.
It's about all of us, yeah. Individuals have a huge role to play.
Right, we all got to step up.
And creating a more secure digital world, you know?
Yeah, I think sometimes it feels overwhelming for the average person, though.
Oh, totally.
Like, where do we even start?
Right. It's like there's so much jargon. The threats are always changing.
It's hard to keep up.
It is, and it can feel really overwhelming. Like,
yeah, is there anything?
Where do we even begin?
We can do, yeah.
What are, like, some practical steps people can take to protect themselves?
I think, honestly, a lot of it comes down to the basics.
Basics, okay.
Yeah, like strong passwords.
Always a good one.
Enable that multi-factor authentication wherever you can.
Two-factor, all that.
Yeah, all that good stuff.
Right. Right.
And be cautious.
Ooh, cautious.
About clicking links, opening attachments.
From people you don't know.
Yeah, or sources you don't recognize.
Think before you click.
That's the key.
It really is.
It's like locking your front door, being aware of your surroundings.
In the real world?
Yeah. Those basic security measures deter most criminals.
Right. And it's just as important in the digital world.
Absolutely. And it's not just about protecting yourself.
It's about your family, too.
Family, friends, your whole community.
Because cyber attacks can spread like wildfire, right?
They can. It's like a ripple effect.
Yeah. So it's about creating this culture of cybersecurity.
Where we're all aware of the risks.
We all take responsibility for our actions.
And it all comes back to trust.
Trust. Interesting.
Because at the end of the day,
yeah,
cybersecurity is about trust.
Explain.
Well, we have to trust the systems we use, the people we interact with online.
Right.
The institutions that govern the digital world.
Yeah, it's a lot of trust.
It is. And that trust has to be earned.
Earned, okay.
Through transparency, accountability, a commitment to security.
If those things aren't there, there's no trust.
Exactly. It all falls apart.
So as we move further into 2025.
Let's all make a resolution.
Ooh. a resolution.
To be mindful of our digital footprint.
Our digital footprint, yeah.
And do our part to create a safer...
Safer, more trustworthy...
online environment.
Ooh, I like that. A resolution for a safer digital future.
A new year. A new commitment to cybersecurity.
Here's to a year of cyber awareness, cyber resilience.
And cyber collaboration.
Cyber collaboration. Because in this digital age...
We're all in this together.
We are all in this together. That's a wrap on Cyber Mornings Daily for today.
Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you back here tomorrow for more deep dives into the world of cybersecurity.
Stay safe out there, folks.